This is Ozarks at Large. Sunday, August 18th, the National Youth Awards will be handed out in New York City. The awards are presented to outstanding work created by young artists. Several awards will be given to the Fort Smith-based Young Actors Guild for their production of Les Miserables that was held last summer. Missy Gibson directed that production at the Alma Performing Arts Center and is among those picking up an award later this month in New York. She's also with me on the phone. Missy, congratulations.
Thanks so much, Kyle.
Well, let's start off with the production itself. Les Miserables doesn't strike me as something that is easy to pull off. I don't care what theater company you are.
Right. Well, that was our exact same sentiment when we chose it. We were like, either this is going to go brilliantly or this is going to go very, very badly. And we had just been at that point where we thought we needed to challenge the kids with a little bit more of a challenging material, emotionally challenging, physically challenging. We had done a lot of musicals that were, I mean, I call them kind of like the pop rock musicals, Grease and Footloose and Hairspray, and we'd done really good jobs with them, and the kids had excelled. But we had gotten to that point where we were like, we need to do something different. We need to see really where our boundaries lie. Do we have boundaries? What are these kids capable of? You know, what can we not give them, really? Because that's what we felt like. We just had so many talented kids. So I talked to our music director, Brenda Yelvington, and we had brainstormed, and Les Mis just seemed like, you know what, it's an awesome show. I've personally seen Les Mis 3 times, and just so well-written. And I was like, you know what, this would be a dream. This really could be a dream for us. So we did it. We jumped off that cliff.
And you said it could either go very well or very poorly. Obviously, it went very well. The awards you're picking up include Best Production, Your Best Direction, a couple of Best Supporting Actors, and perhaps the most telling one of all, Best Ensemble.
Yeah. Yes, that was really exciting. There were 54 young performers between the ages of 9 and 19 in the show. And what I think is so exciting about that outstanding ensemble is that every one of those kids can put that on their resume now. And, you know, we have a lot of kids that are going on. For example, Chad Burris, who is our Jean Valjean, he just recently was in Avenue Q at the Arkansas Repertory Theater. I mean, we do have kids that are going on to be art majors, whether it's music or theater, some want to be teachers, some just like performing. They don't necessarily want to be on Broadway one day. But I love that they put that 2 months of intense work and preparation in, and they made it an amazing show. And then at the end of it, it's so nice to get a pat on your back, you know, especially from a large group of peers. We're actually in the Eastern Division of the awards. They have the United States broken up into a couple different divisions, and we're in the Eastern Division. So we're actually in the category with New York City theaters and New Jersey theaters. And, you know, the other 3 theaters that won in that category are all New York City-based theaters. And all their staff are Broadway performers. And for our kids, I don't know, I just think that's really lovely because you're down here in Arkansas and it's real easy to kind of have that dream of, can I do this? Can I hang? And we can tell them over and over they're amazing. But when they get that award from a greater pool and they're going up against theaters, like I said, that are in Manhattan, I don't know, it just becomes more valid. You know, it's kind of like your mom telling you over and over how lovely you are. And then you get your, you know, as a girl, you get your first boyfriend, he tells you you're lovely, and finally you're like, oh, I'm lovely. You know, it's all about that perspective. And they're just so excited, and so are we.
Well, you mentioned the others that won for Outstanding Production. They are Kids Theater, Edward R. Murrow High School, and Broadway mm-hmm. Training Center for their production of Little Night Music. Those are all in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, I don't know, Edward Murrow might be in Brooklyn, but it's all in the New York City area. And, you know, I actually Googled their websites because I'm a nosy Rosie. And I was like, what is going on here? And it's just so awesome. Like, I can't wait. Grant Harper, who won for Best Supporting Actor in a Musical for his role of Javert, he's going up to New York City with me. And I can't wait for us to sit and just talk to those people and for Grant to get to visit with those other young performers. And what an exciting connection. You know, you do this show for a couple months during the summer, but then you get this other experience tagged onto it. It's like, no, it's not over. You know, you did so amazing. Guess what? You get to come up here and just talk to all these people.
What can this mean going forward now for the Young Actors Guild? You have a nice thing you can put on brochures that...
Right. I don't know. That's a great question, Kyle, and I'm up for suggestions because what we hope it does is that maybe it makes people kind of stand up and say, who is this? Who are these people? What's the Young Actors Guild? What are they doing? And how can we help them? And so maybe in the way of support, you know, we, our kids don't pay to be in our shows. And it's very unique. But, for example, Les Mis, we spent $86,000 on that show because we had the Fort Smith Symphony. We rented a set from Music Theater Wichita. We had Broadway costumes. We had impeccable wigs designed by the wig master at Actors Theater of Louisville. I mean, it was just, it was an incredible production, but that all takes money. So what I hope is that it makes people kind of go, what is this treasure we have here in the River Valley? And what can we do to help nurture it and keep it alive? That's my true hope. But I also think that it inspires those kids. You know, it inspires them to say, you can do things. You can do great things if you put your mind to it and you work really hard and you believe in what you're doing. Because I'll be honest with you, that cast, we had our first read-through for Les Mis, you know, a couple years ago or a year and a half ago, and they came in for the read-through and they got up. They sat in a circle around each other. And whenever their part came up, they stood up in the middle of the circle and sang their part. Like, they had done so much work between getting cast and our first read-through. And, I mean, there were cast members, like, just tears in their eyes. And these are teenagers. And I don't know. That's just an amazing thing as an adult to watch kids experience that, you know? And it was a great experience for me, too, selfishly. It was really cathartic for me as well. So,
should this change how some of us think about youth acting?
Right.
I mean, you know, I think there is sometimes the perception that, well, they should do, like you said, the productions that you mentioned, the more poppy ones, but there is a depth there that we don't realize in some of these young actors.
Oh, gosh. I can't even tell you. We did the scene at the end of the day, and that's where, you know, part of the ensemble were the beggars, and it's just all of them singing about how that you work the whole day, you break your back, and at the end of the day, you have nothing to show for it. You're still poor. You're still hungry. And what have you done that day that's really gotten you ahead? You're just surviving. But they all had stories that helped them tap into that. And it was incredible. I could even just get goosebumps thinking about it right now, just how their life stories connect to this musical that, you know, that's based on, you know, the French Revolution era. I mean, it's not technically the French Revolution, but, you know, it's based on that whole era. And that they can be in 2012 and connect to that and connect to what those people were going through just because everybody's got their story.
Missy Gibson directed the Youth Actors Guild production of Les Miserables last year at the Alma Performing Arts Center. The production will pick up 5 awards this month from the National Youth Awards in New York City. You can learn more at yagonline.org. Missy, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Kyle, for helping us with this.